identification, a universal ID, technocracy cannot stand. They need, it's an essential to them, they need to have absolute identification of every moving thing on the planet. It's all the people, and they need to have, and they want to have, extensive information on every person as well in order to control them.
So
is it over five?
Go ahead, Corey.
No, I was just going to say, and on every topic you just mentioned, the list from, you know, food to financial to all of it, they're coming at us from about 10 different ways from Sunday, you know?
Yes.
So you got the vaccinated passports, but then you have the driver's license, and then you've got the surveillance and the facial recognition. And so they're hammering it from all angles. And I think that's what kind of overloads people. And then they just become paralyzed and they go, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fight this.
Yes.
And so I was excited when I saw that you actually have a whole local activism training program going on, because I think that's important. I get emails from people all the time. Well, do I call my representative, or how do you, you know, form a town hall meeting, or how do I approach mm-hmm. this? Mm-hmm. And I think those are skills where we're lacking, because this is new territory.
Yes. We have just reinvented our training program, which originally we just called localactivist.org, but we've kind of reinvented the whole system right now to become more like a boot camp for local activists. And we're actually calling it a boot camp, but the official name is Local Activist Accelerator. That's something that speeds up the development of some issue or whatever. And we're intent right now on creating this boot camp for just that kind of person that is aware that they need to do something, but they don't know what to do. They don't know how to do it. If somebody suggests, well, you need to go and get involved with your school board or something, it's like, oh, I can't do that. Well, where would I start? I don't know what to do. I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to make, you know, find information or make a presentation. Well, we have specific training to help people to get back into civic engagement again in the right way. Controlling their emotions, I might add, because, you know, people today, they get so angry. In fact, many people are so addicted to anger because it produces a form of endorphin. They get so addicted to anger, they won't let go of their anger in order to do something constructive. I've seen this time and time again, and I scratched my head. It's very frustrating. It's like you want to slap them and said, you know, you could have had a V8 or something. Stop being angry and channel your anger at least into some constructive behavior so that you can put a line of defense around at least where you live, or your city, your town, whatever it might be.